1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Overshare Podcast, the podcast where people are encouraged to share and overshare their stories. I'm your host, Alex Manish. I'm here, as always, with my co-host, James D'Amato.
Welcome, everybody.
And we're here with two guests, one very close to me, Jimmy Bernardin. Jimmy, we ask questions to sort of get a feel for people. So here's a question for you. If you had two restaurants that you had to choose that you could eat at for the rest of your life, you have to choose from these two restaurants, and only these two, you have to eat at them for the rest of your life.
Okay.
And one clothing store as well. Okay. I think we both know a clothing store. Let's say at the same time.
Three, two, one. J. Crew.
Wow.
That's why we're.
I like it.
Yeah,
he shares his fashion tastes with George Costanza. He's in very good company.
But the two restaurants.
I'm going DMK. Have you eaten there?
DMK.
It's a burger place.
Yeah.
In Sheffield.
Okay.
Oh,
excellent.
Good God. I would live there.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I was gonna say McDonald's just because I have a soft spot.
You know what I said? I said White Castle.
Did
you? First time I said it, yeah.
But every time you go out, you can only eat there or the other place.
But I have to include pizza in there somewhere, so I'm gonna just say Pequod's.
Pequod's.
You ever had Pequod's?
I've never had Pequod's. Courtney Query. What is something that you did when you were younger that you wish that you did more today?
I would say swimming. I used to swim every single day. My dad would just like, he didn't teach me how to swim. He literally just threw me.
Did you have a pool?
Yeah, we had a pool. Every place, this is going to sound really pretentious and really bitchy, but every place we moved, if we didn't have a pool, my dad would have one built. Because he would swim every day, too.
That doesn't sound pretentious. That sounds awesome.
It was awesome.
I wish every place I could go was, like, left with the stink of my pool. There's a pool there now.
We would go to the Y, too. We would go to the Y and swim there. And, like, I don't do
you
that.
You had your own pool and you still went
to the
Y?
Well, he wanted to do laps. Our pool was, like, had a waterfall and, like, a jacuzzi and stuff. The Y is, like... Olympic.
When did you stop swimming?
Yeah, how you doing now? Are you all right?
Yeah.
I'm okay.
Was it like a teenager thing? You're like, fuck swimming.
No, I was the only one. I was in charge of cleaning out the pool skimmers and like taking the, you know, whatever, tests of the water, I guess.
I like that idea that she's got this weird daddy issue about like, oh, this place has a pool. We can't live here.
To have a pool. I'd say when I went to college, that's when I stopped swimming all the time.
Okay, so it is Father's Day. This is a Father's Day episode.
Hey, Dad.
Hi.
Hey, Dad.
We're following up our very popular...
Incredibly successful
Mother's Day episode where we disenfranchise every mom that's ever existed. We're going to follow that up with a Father's Day episode. So does anybody have a Father's Day story or story about their father... that they want to start with. I guess I can start.
You can start with your host.
I'll start. My dad is... I'm like a perfect mix of my dad and my mom, and they're complete opposites, so I'm very lucky. My dad is the most neurotic person on earth, and his whole family is so neurotic, and here's just some of the things that they would make sure that we wouldn't do as children. If we would ever play near any sort of surface that had a corner, mm-hmm. they would like put their bodies in between the corner and us playing, and like just focus on that. Also,
did you wear a helmet all the time?
I never did. I never wore a helmet.
Well, you played football, so you did.
At some point, wear a helmet, but not. Only in a helmet appropriate.
Not playtime.
No, not playtime. No playtime helmets.
Whistle! Sir, you gotta get off the field! You've gotta get off the field!
No.
Sir, I cannot have you running from the stands onto the football field in the middle of play.
They're trying to hurt my boy. Did you see? They're trying to tackle my boy.
Yeah, I saw they're trying to tackle your boy. It's part of the game.
No, not when...
Please explain to your father that he can't. We can't have him on the field.
Actually, they were trying to tackle me, so...
No, I know. I know they were trying to tackle you.
But...
I know, that's...
He's my dad.
Yeah. I'm here to help. I'm here to make sure that my son doesn't get hurt. Do you know how many... Do you know how many people are dying or killing themselves because of brain injuries from football?
I understand. Football is a very... It's a junior game that carries serious risks.
Right. Junior Seau just died.
Yeah. They a lot of them shoot themselves in the heart, which I think is a weird thing to do.
Because they're saving their brain.
I'm going to shoot myself in the heart?
No, because no one's ever going to tackle you because I'm making sure that you're safe.
Thank
you.
Coach, I just, he ran into me, and my head hurts now, and I'm not sure what, I was just trying to cheer for the team, and now I'm bleeding.
We have a thing in football that we do when we get hurt. It's called laps. So I need you.
Can I bring my pom-poms?
Yeah, you can bring your pom-poms. Just don't lie down on them. Don't go to sleep.
I feel real sleepy, Coach.
No, I know, but that's why we need you to do laps.
Dad, can you show this guy the 60 Minutes reruns that you've been playing over and over again about the concussions? I don't.
First of all, I'm really not comfortable with the fact that you brought a television onto the field.
I got hit with that.
Yeah, I saw that.
You tackled me with a television.
She did a backflip right into it.
Well, there's some really, really interesting things that I think that you'll see cut to 60 Minutes later. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah. I mean, that made some very compelling arguments.
Right, salient points.
Yeah.
Some salient points. Very. My son is going to live to be a Rhodes Scholar.
Okay.
Yeah, so says Scott Pelley.
Does anybody else smell apricots? I'm real sleepy.
Okay.
I'm just going to go to sleep now.
No, okay. Well, do we have anything that'll keep her up?
Anything
that you would watch late at night?
I have some Ken Burns documentaries.
Ken Burns. I feel like that's too compelling. I want something like maybe the Carson Daly Show.
I'm sorry.
Anybody? Nope.
I love Carson Daly.
Yeah, you only watch that to prevent yourself from going to sleep.
I have some MASH episodes, some reruns.
Oh, there we go. MASH reruns.
Yeah, MASH reruns. That's such a thing that you only watch when you're
really late at night.
Right, and you can't sleep.
You know you should, but it keeps you up.
Yeah. Cut to 30 minutes later. See, that was a good episode. That was an
interesting
mm-hmm.
episode.
I like Wild on E, personally.
I think we have exceeded the timeout allowances by quite a bit at this point.
Put me in, So, Christmas was like a huge deal in our house, and it was because of my dad. Still to this day, he loves Christmas more than anyone else I know.
Weird.
He went. And I believed in Santa Claus longer than any of my friends because my dad went to great lengths to ensure that Santa still exists.
When?
In fact, you can't say to the man that there is no Santa, because still to this day he says there is a Santa. And I later in my life I've understood what he's talking about, but like as a kid, like we'd be sitting at the dinner table and he'd glance out the window and like drop his fork and be like, Jim, did you see it? It was looking in the window. And I wanting desperately to be part of my own father's delusions. I'd be like, yes, Dad, I saw it. We'd like high five and he would get up on the roof. And make sleigh tracks.
That's awesome.
Christmas Eve. It's the sort of Christmas that every little kid deserves, and the sort of delusions that should be reported to child services. Like,
yeah, wow, that's amazing.
But we moved to Florida, and that really put a big knot in the plans, because nobody believes in Santa in Florida. Like in third grade,
it's too hot. It's too hot there.
The legends don't really. Aren't tailored to like palm trees and no chimneys. So my dad Well, maybe it was Santa, I don't know, but we found on the beach below our house that first Christmas sleigh tracks in the sand. And later that Christmas morning, awesome. I thought about my dad down there in the middle of the night, like, digging out sleigh tracks, probably sweating, and I was like, all right, maybe there is a Santa.
Honey, happy Easter. Happy Easter
Thanks, to us. Thank you. Thanks.
Open your egg.
Open it? Okay. All right. Oh, wow. Oh, God. It's a...
Hi!
Whoa! What?
Yeah, hi!
What is that? What is this
thing? I bought the Easter Bunny.
How you doing, Alex?
Get out of town.
You didn't believe me last year, and I brought him.
Oh, hold on. I gotta make a poop real quick.
Okay. Where do you think chocolate comes from?
No, it does not. Chocolate is not Easter Bunny poop.
Go ahead and eat it.
Go ahead and try it.
No, I'm not going to do that.
It's got a hard candy shell.
You poop with a hard candy shell?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
It's perfectly sanitary. Oh. It's just poop. It's not chocolate.
This is so Easter Bunny.
Oh,
fuck,
he's so
you,
goofy.
Easter Bunny.
Fuck you. So goofy.
No, fuck you, Easter Bunny.
What?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Pooped again.
This one really is chocolate.
That was my bad.
No, it's not chocolate.
This one really is chocolate.
No, it's not chocolate. I know it's not chocolate. I just ate the last one. It's poop.
Look, it's got a little M on it.
It's an M&M. Eat it.
Who poops blue?
All right. Fine. All right. Hold on. I'm going to eat it.
Go ahead.
Why are you so enthusiastic? Why do you want me to eat it so bad?
Because he's the Easter Bunny.
I just want to bring cheer.
He wants to bring joy and cheer to all the Christian children.
All right. Okay.
It's just poop. We got him. Oh, Easter Bunny.
You poop. And
he's a trickster.
That's why they call him the Easter Bunny.
You a long way from home, Santa Man.
Well, Santa's allowed to vacation.
Oh, I don't know about that. See, around these parts, not a lot of people believe in you.
Everybody believes in Santa.
Yeah, well, we don't have sleigh fuel, right?
You don't.
I shudder to think what that runs on.
You don't have sleigh fuel?
Yeah, and we don't have spark plugs for a reindeer.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so you're going to be stuck here a long time, Santa Man.
Oh, I knew that vacationing in West Virginia was a bad idea.
Yep.
Oh, Mrs. Claus just has to get her biscuits and gravy.
Ching, 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 ching. Oh, look what we have here.
Oh, yep, we got something here, all right.
It's a little hot to be wearing all that wool, don't you think?
Maybe.
Fur-lined suit. It's got to be awfully sweaty in that.
We're conservationists around here. We don't like that you're wearing fur.
Yep, everybody in West Virginia cares deeply about the environment.
Mm-hmm. It's because it's mostly wild around here.
Do they, Stephen Walensky and Adam Rascal?
You don't impress me with your magic tricks, Santa.
Yeah.
I know you know my name, and I know that you know...
About the train set I gave you when you were 3 years old.
Yep. But you mean that my dad gave to me, because I don't believe in you. Or you have no power here, Santa.
No, I don't know, Steve. He's freaking me out a little bit.
Ching, 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 ching. Well, guys...
Well,
it's snowing outside.
What the hell?
Has anybody been outside? Yeah, it's snowing.
What the hell? We don't have snow around here.
This is devil.
Well, if it is.
This is devil.
This is a big devil. Red man in a big red outfit. This is the devil.
No, it's not the devil. It's devil.
It's devilish.
It's devil.
Santa Blitzen, get me out of here.
He's talking on
the calling for an extraction.
Stand in the flip order.
I didn't go through Vietnam
without
knowing what an extraction is, my friend. Well, we are fortified within this store, this fucking convenience store, my friend. We can't have any reindeers get through here. You're stuck here, fat man. You're stuck here.
Fat, bearded...
Devil?
You bearded devil.
You bearded devil.
Like from Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, that is
bearded devil.
That is devil.
But watch out. His beard animates itself and has its own attack.
Like the dungeon.
And he don't even need to roll for it. It just automatically hits and does a D8 of damage.
I wouldn't know about that because that D&D set I asked for when I was a kid never seemed to come.
Never
need to show up.
I know. On your 7th Christmas when I gave you coal.
Oh, God.
That's right. Got coal.
You were bad.
7 years old, I got coal.
Bad child.
You were a naughty child.
He drowned his little brother Tim Raskove in the pool.
Well, now that don't seem so bad. No. That just seemed like
that happens sometimes. That happens around here.
Virginia, we have so many children's common practice. Drown one or two in the pool.
Ain't you ever drown a child?
That's why you get a brine growing. You know, you brine the child, then you get to eat it.
This is West Virginia.
We take the work of Jonathan Swift real serious.
Around, we got a festival for that.
Not worth the biscuits and gravy.
We're deeply literary as well. Not worth the biscuits and gravy? Don't think so.
Where are you? Pitson, get me out of here.
Oh my lord, devil!
He's got laser eyes!
Oh God!
Dad stories
that we can just discuss. Like, I was thinking about it. I'm terrified of fatherhood. Like, terrified.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I'm really looking forward to it.
See, yeah, and I feel like there's people on two sides of that fence. It's like, mm-hmm. you know, like, either you're terrified or there's people who are, like, just going to be like, I cannot wait to have a kid. Right. Why are you so excited?
I don't know. I think it's going to be fun. I've got a middle name picked out.
Not a first name? You went straight for the middle name?
I went straight for the middle. Here's the thing.
It's too weird for the first name.
Yeah, first name is too real. You can't have the first name yet. But middle name, I'm definitely, no matter what, boy, girl, my child's middle name is going to be Danger.
Really?
I'm doing that.
Doing it for
that
real.
That child's going to be a living pun.
That's awesome, though.
A testament to the fact that I gave Second City, like, way too much of my money.
Yeah, it's going to be Danger D'Amato.
Danger D'Amato, which sounds amazing.
Yeah.
That does sound amazing.
It's the alliteration. It's their perfect.
He's going to grow up to be, like, a boxer.
Don Danger D'Amato. His first name should be Don.
Donald. Like, Donald Danger.
D'Amato.
Donald Don Danger. Danger D'Amato.
That's just a cool last name. Is there a first name you can put in front of D'Amato that doesn't sound kind of...
Eugene.
Eugene. Yeah, Eugene.
Eugene Danger James. D'Amato.
James. Just kind of...
That's what I think that this falls flat.
I'm a James as well.
Yeah.
And I'm the third. And I...
You're the third.
I'm the third James. And, I mean, I'm kind of bummed because I wish I would have gone by James because I think Jim and Jimmy isn't, like, a really original name. And I always get jealous of people that say... that when they say their name, other people are like, oh, wow, cool name. Because what's more boring than Jim?
I feel like James is kind of omnipresent, too, in society. I feel like all the cool Jameses go by Jim.
No, you got James Bond.
Jim Kirk.
Jim Kirk, yeah. James, but even James T. Kirk.
All right, honey. Let's say boy's name.
Boy's name and girl's name, just in case.
Three.
Wait, which one? We're saying boys first, right?
I'm going to throw this at you. Mine's the same for both.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Funny thing, honey. Funny thing. Mine's the same, too.
What?
What if we both picked the same name for both sexes of children?
Oh, wow.
So, 1, 2, 3, you ready?
Okay, hold on. All right.
I'm so excited.
Okay.
One, two, three. Star!
Valerie. What?
Valerie. Valerie?
Yes! Yes!
No, Star.
Star?
Yeah.
No, that's like, no. No.
I have wanted to name a child Star since I was in third grade.
Okay. Is it because you got a gold star?
Yes. Okay. How did you know that? And yes.
Because that's what everybody got a gold star. It's not.
No, I got a gold star because I'm special.
There's like a billion stars, you know, like in the sky. How many Valeries? How many men named like Valerie? Like Valor. Like it's got, you got like a little bit of valor, you know?
I don't want my son. I don't want my son running around with a pansy ass name like Valerie.
Whoa.
Star.
All right. So up next for the football tryouts are Don Johnson and Valerie Star. We have a Valerie Star.
Right here. Here I am.
All right. Is this,
I'm Don Johnson. I'm right here.
Yep. You sound very masculine. Valerie Star is,
Just Val. Val. It's fine.
Val? Actually. Even that doesn't sound... Did you think that through entirely?
Go get him, Valerie! Dad's watching.
All right, Valerie Star. Is this a joke thing? Are you doing this ironically?
It's not a joke thing. Valerie Star, we love you.
Thanks, Dad.
Hey, I'm so glad you're doing this. You're really gonna go in the porn industry. You gotta fill out the application, and let's start with your name. What name do you want to go by? What's your real name? How about that?
I'd rather go by a pseudonym.
Usually we start with the real name and then we work from there. So what would,
It's...
Do it, Valerie!
Valerie!
Valerie Star, my boy!
My speakerphone's on. I thought I hung up with you, Dad.
Nope, I'm still on.
Okay.
You can do it, buddy!
Thanks, Dad.
Valerie Star, porn star! Valerie porn star!
Listen, I'm seeing lots of hits right now. Lots of gay bones porn with Valerie Star.
I'm not a gay porn actor.
Valerie Star. Star is in. Anal Star. It's great. It's great.
Yeah, no, like, I'm... Anal Star?
Anal Star.
Just, like, we could call me Anal Star.
Valerie Anal.
No,
Star.
The Valerie is my birth name, but if you thought
Anally Star,
if you thought that just saying Anal Star was better, I would even go.
No, that's the name of the movie, I think. But I want it to star Valerie Star, and it's gonna be Gay Bones.
Gay Bones.
I'm seeing your whole future right now, and it looks.
All right, welcome to the set of Anal Star. Just so you know, this is going to be a Gay Bones film. We're going to get pretty seriously Gay Bones in this movie. Hope everybody's comfortable with that.
I actually...
I am! Do it, Val!
Right.
Do it, Valerie Star!
Yeah, this is a closed set.
Yeah, it's a closed set, but he explained that he was here for support, to support you and your...
I'll always be there.
He'll always be there. This is not Gay Bones. Gay Bones is a technical term. This is gonna be very serious emotional porn. Like, I want you to be there.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is why I'm here.
You're gonna look in that man's eyes, and I want to feel a real connection between the two of you.
I feel like there's confusion here because my name is Valerie, and I'm a man, obviously.
Yes.
You can see my,
yep.
my penis
are
and my
naked,
balls.
You're
here
naked, incredibly naked in front of me.
And just because of my name.
And you've got your name,
yeah.
Your initials at least, shaved into your pubic hair, so I know who you are.
Yes. And I thought maybe there's confusion because you thought I was a woman because of my name, and
that's what I thought. I thought I was fucking a woman today. So
no, Don Johnson.
This is Don Johnson. I'm very confused right now.
No, it's all right. You know that. Hold on to that confusion, though. That's going to help you.
I've shaved everything,
Don.
I'm here too. It's the three person scene, right? I'm here. Jennifer Blackhole is here. Jennifer Blackhole.
She has a penis also.
Yes.
Still gay bones.
I look strikingly like a woman. I am a man. Jennifer Blackhole.
Sounds like a woman too.
Mm-hmm. I'm gay. I'm gay.
Yep.
This is a gay bones film.
This is gay bones.
This is a gay bones.
Gay
film.
Bones.
You're weird.
I need you to.
But you can understand my confusion because I signed on and they said I'd be starring with a Jennifer. And Valerie anal sex.
No, we can all see your confusion.
I thought I'd be having anal sex.
I would like to point out that Don Johnson is Donna Johnson. So that this is all okay.
Just, you know.
It's all on theme.
Dad.
Yeah!
You can be my fluffer. I give up. Just let's do this. Bring on a Tabasco sauce. Valerie fucking anal star. Here.
Happy Father's Day, everybody.
Okay, so I sent my dad's bully, and we would go on car trips, and it was my dad in the driver's seat, my mom next to him in the passenger seat, my two brothers in the two, I don't know, middle seats, and then I had the back all to myself. And the only one who was in range of my dad to hit was my brother David. I was all the way in the back, and I was usually the one causing the problems. And my dad would be like, shut up, you kids, shut up. And he'd go back and he'd hit David on the leg. And David would be like, I wasn't even doing anything that time. It was either him antagonizing me and my brother, or anyone who was misbehaving, David would get hit. And sometimes I would just be like, ow, David's hitting me, so that David would get hit. And this was a constant thing, but David always sat there. And Michael always sat in the seat right behind my dad, so he wouldn't get hit. And one time my dad reached back to grab a map out of that pocket behind the passenger seat, and David was like, oh, God! And he flinched because he was so used to it. And my dad realized that, so he would do that often. He'd reach back just to scare him, and then would stop. He also learned eventually that he could throw stuff at me, and it would make it to the back if I was misbehaving, because I figured out I couldn't be touched. So he'd take a water bottle and chuck it back there and hope that it would hit me. But it usually end up hitting David. But that was a big joke in my family. Is that bad?
Hilarious.
I am so shocked. I don't even know how
shocked
to
by what?
Explore these ideas.
I got spanked a couple times, but like,
well, he wasn't like really beating us. He would just like slap him on the leg to try to show us all.
I wasn't beating them. I was just hitting them, you know. It's fun. It's good fun.
I don't know.
No, I do. It wasn't beating. It wasn't. I was just. I had a stick. We're on the beach. Everybody's on the beach. It's fun. You have fun on the beach.
He was playing drums on him.
Yeah,
he was just playing drums.
We call it drums.
Yeah, but you were.
We call it in our house.
Yeah, but you must have been playing like a
drum solo.
Neil Peart Rush drum solo.
I'm not familiar.
I gotta get you to play Space Invaders and stuff. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Neil Peart drum solo.
Yeah.
In our family, we like to play instruments on each other.
Yeah.
And that's how we deal with our aggression.
Mm-hmm. Wait till you, when you see me play clarinet.
That is.
It's almost too much.
Too much what?
Bruises.
Too much.
Bruises.
Too many bruises for the clarinet? Yeah. You beat him with the clarinet? You don't
No, it's not a percussive instrument.
I play the clarinet, but it's the way I press the buttons. It's too much.
Imagine if a clarinet was like a fleshy material. There'd be a lot of bruises.
A lot of bruising.
I don't want to imagine a clarinet.
Well, picture it!
A flesh cut.
Sometimes I get so mad at the kids, I do a little kitar.
Yep.
I strap them over my shoulder, and then I play them like a kitar, and they cry.
Yep.
They cry.
Just like a synth, like a cry synth that you put together.
As your attorney, I don't know if you should... The way you're saying these things...
It's what we do in our family.
It's what we do. It's normal for us. Just tell the judge that it's normal for us, and that's how we live our lives.
We're very musical.
Okay. Cut to a performance, a recital of this family.
All right, everybody, I want to thank you. Thank you for coming out. We're gonna finish out our set here.
We're gonna bring out our youngest, Jimmy, and we're gonna do some drums.
Jimmy, you get out of here!
Dad calls my nipples drums.
Jimmy, you get out of here!
I'm coming.
Now, today we have something special. Instead of our traditional drumsticks, we're going to use broken beer bottles.
Broken beer bottles.
I found that they make a nice resonance on the skin. So let's go.
I'm bending over just like you showed me, Dan.
Yeah, well, no. I mean, it's going to be hard to get at your nipples if you bend over like that. So that's good normally.
Oh, okay.
But in this situation.
We're doing a Wednesday night.
All right, we're having equipment trouble. Having equipment trouble right now. Please bear with us.
We didn't rehearse before this.
Play a song. Play a song.
We're getting there. Jimmy, what have you done?
Beat your child. Play a
that
song.
That is not what that... We're not...
Whoa, that is not what we're about.
That's not what we're about. This is how we deal with our aggression.
This is how we do it. We do it by telling our children instruments. Great set, guys. Listen to them out there. They're going crazy for you.
Crazy
I thought that was one of our best yet. All the kids are passed
Definitely
out.
Went well.
All the children are passed out in the other room.
Well, people are asking to be signed. You gotta go sign some. You gotta sign some autographs out there. We're taking the show on the road.
All my dreams.
Yeah, they're gonna love this in places like the South and also Russia and China.
Cut to the future where they're trying to put together their second album.
I don't know. I just don't.
I don't feel angry at all. I'm so happy with our lives.
I'm doing what I've always wanted to do. I'm doing it with the person I want to do it with. I got nothing.
I love our family.
Oh, my God.
We're falling apart here. I wish one of them would slip up and make a mistake so I could go back to the good old days.
They're perfect.
Guys. I just saw Jimmy out there. He looks great. What's going on in here?
I don't know.
Not a bruise on him.
Not a bruise on the kid. I don't hear any sweet sounds coming out of this room.
We're falling apart.
He's been behaving so well since we started abusing him. It's working too well. You know?
All right, well, this gig's over unless you start making some music.
Hey, don't you tell us that. Don't you say that. Bend over.
Yeah, you bend over.
Yeah. You ever had drums played on you?
What do you mean? What do you mean bend over? I haven't done anything wrong.
You ever had a Nickelodeon played on you, sir?
Yeah, you want to know what a Nickelodeon is?
A Nickelodeon? It's an instrument?
It's an old-fashioned piano.
Is it?
I could have sworn it was a moving picture machine. But all right, I'm on board with whatever you're doing, honey.
All right, I want to see what this Nickelodeon is. I'm confused about what it is. I'm not sure you do either.
We're moving into pictures. We're going in the film now.
All right.
This is Casey Kasem. Next on our top 100 is number 17, Nickelodeon Agent.
ability. No beating going on in any house.
My dad never beat us. He would smack us, but that is what parents do sometimes.
Not my parents! Not my good parents!
Look how you turned out.
Well, we all ended up in improv. We're all disappointments.
It's because they made us listen to the Nickelodeon.
What job would your dad rather have you be doing right now? Like, we've talked about attorneys a couple times. My dad's an attorney. He wants me to be a lawyer.
I actually think my dad, it's kind of funny, I've talked about him. He's a very big man. He's very intimidating, but he loves musicals. He loves Les Mis, and he loves Phantom of the Opera. And he took me to go see it when I was younger. He took me to go see Les Mis.
Musicals.
Yeah.
To pick.
And I loved it. That's why I'm like in theater, because I saw those when I was younger, and he would play it all the time, like constantly be playing it in our house. And
so when you were trying to sleep, he would play he'd play Phantom of the Opera.
Music of the Night.
Nothing kills creativity like two extremely supportive parents, and that's what I have. They just fucking love whatever I do.
Hear that? It's disgusting. Hear that, Jimmy's parents? You fucked his life up.
Yeah. My mom. I'm sure my mom would love me to be a lawyer. It's funny.
Your parents sound awesome.
They're great.
Santa still exists in your world.
Yeah, it's so cute.
And
they don't hate you.
Yeah.
rarely to never hit.
Yeah, so it sounds great.
Yeah, yeah. Just my mom just makes brownies all the time. It's awesome. You guys should come over after school one day.
Jimmy, I loved it. I loved your show. I loved it.
We are so gosh darn proud of you.
Jimmy, I loved it.
I was so impressed.
It was a claymation. It's embarrassing. I made it on Saturday.
Yeah, you made life out of clay. Last person to do that was Zeus.
No.
Right? That's a Zeus-level accomplishment.
It's not even that. All right, we're so impressed.
It was a revelation. Jimmy, I feel differently about things.
No.
You changed my mind about things.
Mom, you gotta watch, like, TV. There are people out there doing... You gotta see Avatar.
Does my Jimmy make TV? Make TV?
No. I feel like I've already seen Avatar.
Mm-hmm.
I read the Wikipedia. I know the themes are clearly present in your last claymation project.
Mm-hmm. It's not a big deal. It's like, it's honestly a really nerdy thing I just do for fun. It's not going anywhere.
No. It's got to be a career for you.
Yeah.
Yep.
We'll be disappointed if you don't pursue claymation.
What do you think you're going to do?
I mean, like, I would like to make movies one day, but I mean,
there we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should do that.
What you like, you will do. Or else.
Jimmy, you should do...
You will do what you like and make us proud. Or else. That's else with a capital E.
Uh-huh.
All right?
Or else.
You don't want to know.
No, you don't want to know.
You don't want to find out, so you better get...
You better enjoy what you do. You better live life to the fullest.
Enjoy every sweet moment, or...
Mm.
I did go to the beach the other day, and I bought some new J. Crew shorts.
That's great.
That's good. How much fun did you have? Did you play beach volleyball?
Yeah. No, I'm no good at beach
volleyball. Oh, no. So you didn't have enough fun.
Do you like playing beach volleyball? That's the thing.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
Yeah. You better get good at it.
Yeah, you better do it.
I'm
so disappointed that you didn't have fun.
Yeah. I had fun. No, I have good times. It's just...
What about that girl who's been coming around, Jessica? What about her?
What about her?
Do you like her?
I mean, sort of.
You better seal the deal on that.
Mm-hmm.
Seal the deal? That's like... That's inappropriate to say.
No, it's not. It's
Jimmy,
not.
I think you should do whatever makes you happy.
Yeah.
Have you considered sleeping with other women while you sleep with this girl?
Yeah.
I mean, in my fantasies.
So you're dreaming. Fantasies. You're dreaming. You're not following your dreams. You better follow your dreams.
What about bringing some strange in for a three-way sexual situation?
Mm-hmm.
Surely you've
dreamt about that.
Yeah.
I'm not a menage guy.
Now, the only thing that's holding you back from being a menage guy is doing it.
Yeah.
This is so...
You have dreams. Dreams.
You've got to achieve them.
You've got to achieve them.
Or it's going to go hard with you.
Yeah.
I ruined the day I gave you my YouTube channel address.
We love your YouTube
channel.
We
love your video diary.
Yeah. We love the claymation. We love the video diary.
That video diary is private.
Yeah, we're your friends.
Mm-hmm. I subscribe.
We all subscribe.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. This is like a nightmare.
Hey. Clara, I gotta tell you something.
Yes, sir.
We're finished. We're finished here. The work's done. We're done.
Oh. Already?
No, but when I say we're finished, I don't mean it like we're done doing stuff. There's more work to be done, but we're finished.
So, the kitchen is done. And you're gonna stay here.
No, we're finished.
We're finished?
You know what I mean? Yeah.
You're making a face right now. It seems like we're finished. Your face is so pained.
No, you and me, we're done. We're done. We're a little done.
A little done?
A little bit. A little bit done.
Now you're just saying tiny little sentences.
Mr.
De Niro, Clara De Niro, are you guys ready for the photos?
No, we're done, apparently.
No. I'm leaving my wife.
Well, this seems awful.
What Mr. De Niro says goes.
It seems awfully sudden. You scheduled this photo shoot for this morning.
I think he's squinting so hard he can't really tell
what's
going on.
It's really difficult to determine your emotions.
He's
I don't know who you are. I talk to everybody the same way I talk to everybody the same way.
All right, can I do anything to calm him down? Can I get him some meatballs? Can I get him some wines or cheeses? Or
he likes
treats.
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 What about a cannoli or
treats? Yes,
or
please.
Like a gelato.
Treats, please. Yeah. Yes, please.
Okay,
treats.
I'm gonna go get a cannoli or a gelato.
Bob, I brought you your small Asian women. I mean treats. I know you call them treats.
Yeah, bring them in. Bring them in.
I got cannolis that you can just put all over there.
I brought you an array of your best films, so you can watch them.
Watch them on the loop.
Oh, thanks. Thanks.
You know, your face is more relaxed now. You seem like you're happier, Robbie. Bobby? Rob?
I'm seeing your face for the first time.
Honey!
You're beautiful. Why would I leave you?
I don't know! You've been squinting this whole time, Robert.
Oh my God, I thought these Asian women, I thought they were black.
You know, you stop squinting, you lose your accent a little bit.
Dad question.
Right, did you laugh?
Do your guys' fathers do anything that you find weird? I mean, obviously, everybody's parents do things that are weird, but what does your dad do that you think is odd?
So, there's so much.
Pick one.
That my dad does that's weird. He only drives in the far right lane. I've never seen him pass anybody while driving. Ever.
So whenever he's behind somebody, he's like, well, this is the rate of traffic.
this is how quick I'm going to get there. You're like, it's not. He'll never pass anybody. He always stays in the right lane.
Because he's always drinking that whiskey.
It's true. He drinks and drives. That's another weird thing that my dad does.
That's a strange habit. That is a
It's a weird one.
It's the only way to fly.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else?
I guess something weird my dad did. My dad is always, he's like really into, not cars, but Porsches specifically.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Nice.
And you know, when you get to middle age, it's like the part of life where you start achieving your dreams. You have the money in place, you've got your life in place. So he bought a Porsche, but he did not consult or tell anyone else in the family that he was going to do this. So one day he just drove home in a Porsche, and it was just like,
how'd it go over?
I gotta say, my mom publicly did not seem that upset. She seemed more like accepting, like, this is my life now. This is.
Would you call that a midlife crisis?
I no, because he went through his midlife crisis. He bought like a hot car and then crashed it, and like, ooh, that was his midlife crisis. He's now had this Porsche for years. He's taken care of it. So this is not a midlife crisis. This is a premeditated decision. I am going to own the car I've always wanted to own, and I'm not going to tell a soul.
Dad, we need to talk.
Yes, son. Yes.
I was in your room. I had to borrow something, and I just noticed. I found in your room. I found a bag of marijuana.
Yeah,
Dad.
Yeah. What were you borrowing from my room? I want to address that first.
Nail clippers.
Nail clippers?
Yeah, I had to clip my nails.
I know I don't keep my bag of marijuana in the bathroom, so I got to wonder.
Well, I don't know. Some people keep their nail clippers in different places.
They keep it in the closet behind the nudie mags and gum. Is that where they keep it? Is that where you keep your nail? If I went into your closet right now, and I look past your sex objects and your weaponry, I would find marijuana, or would I find it in the sock drawer like every other red-blooded American?
You would find nail clippers. I'd keep guns.
I'm very surprised.
Nudie mags and the nail clippers, Dad.
Those objects,
why do you have guns and nudie mags and marijuana in your closet?
Because I'm American, damn it. Alright? That's what I like marijuana, I like naked women, and I like firearms. Alright?
That marijuana is not American. You can't rationalize that, right, can you?
I had some trouble rationalizing.
Yeah, right. You can't really do that,
can you? But nudie mags and firearms.
I'm okay with that.
Well, you seem to be questioning them as well.
You're going through a midlife crisis, it seems like.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm happy with the person that I turned out, Max.
Well, what's wrong? What?
I don't know. Sometimes you look at your life, you know, I'm 44.
Yeah.
I got an adult-sounding son.
Yeah.
And then all I got to show for it is a closet full of nudie mags and M16s.
Why do you have those things? Like, why?
I've been on a weapons spree.
Cut to the zombie apocalypse.
Well, aren't we glad? I just want to review whose decisions later in life led to us being alive right now.
You're right, you're right.
Dead.
You're right. You sold all those M16s for no more nudie mags, and we're good.
Yeah.
No, we're good, we're good.
We didn't catch zombosis because I kept our nail clipper in a safe place. I kept it in the bathroom where it should be.
You're right.
Rather than picking up diseases in the back of the closet like yours killed mom. Which I'm still upset about.
I know. I know you're upset. I'm upset too. Here, check out this. Come over here. Oh God, no.
Oh, Clara. Clara. You get back in the basement, Clara. You get back to find a way to cure you.
Brains.
No, not brains.
Yeah, brains.
No. You can't reason with her anymore. It's like talking to a wall.
Could you ever though?
All right, you're not allowed to take a shot at your mom. I can take a shot at your mom.
Oh, right. Come on. She's not.
You got to be respectful.
Brains.
All right.
She's still here. Why is she still here? We told her to go to the basement. She's still here.
Maybe you hear me. You gotta go to the basement. No, you gotta go to the basement with the old magazine porn.
Magazine porn.
The 80s stuff. Right? That's where you gotta be down there.
The old reserve.
The reserve.
The reserve stuff.
This just in, magazine porn can be used for a cure for zombitis.
All right, then! Aren't you glad that I said we should store all our old magazine porn in the basement, not throw it away?
It's not my magazine porn. I have all my stuff on hard drives.
I don't even know what that is, but that's offensive to me.
brains.
Yeah.
Brownies!
Ah, you're back to normal.
Steve.
My Jones. Nuclear family wife. My stereotypical nuclear family wife that I very intently went out to find.
The bathroom is atrocious.
Yeah, you should get to cleaning.
I'm glad she's back.
I'm glad she's back, too.
Okay, guys, where can we see you on the internet? Where can we see you on stage? You guys got any plugs? I know that two of you have plugs because we're on the same team. So if you don't plug this show, it means that you forgot about this show.
Which is bad.
Yeah, which is bad.
We have a show on, our team is called Das Jeans, and we have a show on June 19th.
Tuesday.
I'm kind of happier about it.
We're really excited.
Well, I actually won't be in the show, so I can't really be happy about it.
Yeah.
So
you guys probably just shouldn't come to that, but...
It's going to be great!
No, it is going to be great. It's going to be super great.
This should be released tonight, because in, like... 4 hours, Jimmy, you have your last I.O. show.
I have my farewell I.O. show, and I'm very sad about it.
Is this for the 1-6 program, or is this for...
I wish I could take more credit. It's just for the... It's our last 5-day show tonight. And so that's in the Del Close Theater. And I also have a podcast... It's called Slights of the Round Table. You can just Google search it and
we are going to edit that out.
Yep. No libel podcast.
No competitors.
So that's Slights of the Round Table.
Unless, of course, you guys mention us in your next episode.
Yeah, right.
We get that.
Or we have a guest. We can be a guest on that podcast. So we can
as our podcast.
Yeah, as stupid. We could write stupid jokes because...
Are you saying that the jokes we write are stupid?
No, I'm saying that the jokes that I would write are stupid.
As a podcast would write. They'd be stupid, they'd be overly sexual, and very racist.
Racist.
Yeah. No, that's all I got. That's my whole repertoire.
James?
You can find me training my new dog on the streets of Chicago. As since our last podcast, I have not met with my group. I depend on you guys. Nothing.
I'm not going to listen to this.
Yeah.
You can see me in Twisty every Saturday night at Second City DeMott Theater. It's at 9 o'clock. And I've got I.O. shows coming up every Sunday at 9 o'clock at the Del Close Theater starting July 1st. We're running for 8 weeks. Thanks, guys. Check us out again. As always, check us out on Facebook, www.facebook.com/TheOvershare. Check us out next week.
Yay.
Happy Father's Day!
Happy Father's Day!